This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Morning Mess here, and it's time for another one. Another staycation setup, guys. Let's say good morning to Autumn.
Morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Miss Autumn. We hear there's a situation with your boyfriend, Joel.
Yeah. So basically, we've been dating for like 6 months. We've been exclusive for about 4, and I know it's probably not the best sign already, but I'm pretty sure he's cheating on me.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Why do you think that?
Well, before we got together, he had like this whole situation. He was with somebody else for a long time, and he was upfront about it, but they were together for 2 years, and he originally was just kind of looking for like a rebound, but then it basically turned into more.
See what happens when you cuddle after you hook up?
Mm-hmm.
Start catching feelings.
Mm-hmm. I catch that door behind you. That wind.
Okay. Oh, no. So, Autumn, I do have a question. How did that conversation go? Was he open to it? Did, like, he feel hesitant at all, or?
No, actually, because I asked him to be, you know, exclusive. And he, like, immediately said yes. He didn't hesitate at all. He said he was planning on asking me, like, that same week. So it seemed like it was all good, yeah.
So then, if everything's so good so far, where did everything go wrong for you?
So the other day, I went by his house to, like, surprise him with a visit, and it was just this weird experience. Basically, I knocked on the door. He answers. Number one, he doesn't look mad. Like, he doesn't look happy to see me. Like, he looks mad.
Okay.
And he says that I need to leave immediately. It's not a good time. Like, I should have called. And then he slams the door in my face.
Well, is he bad with surprises? I know some people who don't like
stop it.
I don't know.
That's weird. He didn't even give you an opportunity to respond. He just told you off and shut the door?
Yes. And, like, before I even got the chance to leave, I heard somebody in the house. They asked who it was, and he said it was a solicitor.
In the house?
In the house? Wow, that's a...
No, he told the person in the house that I was a solicitor.
Oh! We thought a solicitor was in the house. Like, that's prostitution right there. That's illegal, at least here. Soliciting.
Don't make jokes. That's not funny.
So he wasn't with a prostitute. The person inside the house thought you were a prostitute, is what you're saying.
Maybe. I don't know.
So he slams the door, and what do? You start slamming back, knocking on the door? Do you call him, text him afterwards?
You better have.
Like, I didn't push it. I left. When we talked about it, he just was apologizing like crazy. He was saying he had an argument with his sister, so he was just mad. But, I mean, like, even if that part makes sense, why would you lie about who I was? Like, if it was your sister, why would you lie?
Autumn, I'm going to break this to you before we even call make the staycation.
Don't.
He's cheating on you.
No.
I guarantee.
I mean, has he told his family about you yet? Like, maybe he hasn't broken it to them that he's in a relationship.
I mean, I don't know. He hasn't really, like, talked about his family that much, so there's a possibility. But it would just be a weird lie either way. Like, I think it was his ex over there.
Now, when you guys hook up, is it usually at his spot or your spot?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
I guess it's more my spot, but it's not. It doesn't feel weird, or it hasn't until I surprised him.
Right. You felt comfortable enough to show up, at least, so it's not like you've never been to his home.
Yeah.
That's super strange.
Here's the thing. There's two things happening. Either you're the side chick, he's cheating on you, or he has a side chick, or he's in an open relationship and you're not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's just call him up. We got his number from you already in the email. We're going to call him up and do the staycation setup. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay. And then, Anish, you're basically going to ask the all-important question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Would absolutely love for him to say Autumn, you, of course, but would be floored if he did at this point. Because how disrespectful is that?
It's weird.
It's disrespectful, but I don't want to put bad energy out there. I'm really going to root for you, girl.
He called her a prostitute.
He did not.
Door.
You did.
So I said that, didn't I?
Yes. That was you.
That was me. My bad. So, Autumn, let's cross all fingers, eyes, and thighs on this and hope he's not cheating on you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Take a deep breath. Calling him up next. We have that staycation set up with us, your morning mess. The Morning Mess is here, back with the staycation set up. We got familiar with Autumn. We become fast friends with Autumn, right? We like Autumn.
Yeah.
We love Autumn.
And hey. Autumn seems to really like her boyfriend, Joel. They've been together a little bit over 6 months. She got comfortable enough to just go to his crib just to surprise him. She missed her honey. Well, he opens this door after the... sees that she's standing there in the doorway. She hears somebody in his apartment and is like, oh, it's just a solicitor, and slams the door in her face. Now, Miss Autumn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, we think he's definitely cheating on you, right?
Yeah.
Has to be, guys. Come on, let's
no,
not let's not
we
sugarcoat
don't,
this.
Because if that's the 'tis case,
the season.
We don't know, and that's why you're here. It's a question that you need an answer to, because after you had that weird situation with him, what did he say again? Who was there?
He said he was in an argument with his sister, and it was just like a weird time. And
that's a lie.
That's possible. I fought with my sister before. The tension can get really high.
Oh, that's just weird.
I mean, absolutely very weird. I can't imagine being treated like that. I know why you feel how you feel. Hopefully he's not cheating on you.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not disrespectful.
Yeah.
Hmm. Let's just do the staycation setup, okay, Autumn?
Okay.
Calling him up, offering a free romantic hotel stay, asking who he wants to put on that reservation. We hope that he says your name. If not, then the show is yours, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go, guys.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Joel?
Yes, you are. Who's calling, please?
Joel, my name is Jonathan, calling with the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up at our penthouse suite, adding in a honeymoon package. I was calling to confirm details with you, but I wanted to congratulate you on your winning.
Right. What is this? One of those things where you try to like steal my identity and go Christmas shopping or something?
Oh my gosh, no. The Aurora Hotel, we're a new establishment here. We have locations throughout the nation. Our newest one just opened in North Scottsdale. We were offering this to you in hopes of getting a review online, maybe on Google and Yelp, to build our presence that way.
Okay, I don't have to give you any like personal information, right?
Not at all. And no payment information either, unless you decide to get room service. There's no deposits, fees, or taxes with the free weekend stay.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
I'm glad to hear that. If you have any questions along the way, feel free to ask, but I'm going to start with a few questions of my own. So with this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note addressed to your guest of honor. I wanted to give you a moment to think about what it should say. Just let me know when you're ready and I can write that down.
Let's do something like, excited for a getaway with you.
I'm typing that down. My next question for you, Joel, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I need your guest full name for us to continue.
It'll be Hannah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Joel, we legally have to let you know you're actually live on the radio right now.
What?
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. We have Autumn on the line.
What the f*** is going on? Why are you taking Hannah?
Wait, who's Hannah, by the way?
That's his f***ing ex.
Oh.
Hand on her Montana. Oh, pretty sure of that much.
Well, babe, she's not my ex.
I'm sorry, what?
What are you talking about?
I guess we never, like, broke up, so she's really not my ex.
We literally talked about being exclusive, like, 4 months ago. What do you mean you never broke up?
I know we talked about it, but did we really, like, talk?
Oh,
did we really
God.
Decide?
Are,
like,
are you kidding me?
Autumn told us that you were upfront with her, that you had this ex-girlfriend you were with for a long time, so you clearly told her a different story.
Wait a minute. So I'm the side chick.
Oh, you definitely the side chick.
So
that's mean. You're not. I wouldn't say, like, you're...
Well, I mean, solicitor, side chick, either or.
Wait, does Hannah know about me? Because that's what I want to know. Does she know you have another girlfriend?
No, of course not.
No, she doesn't. Yeah. Okay.
Why does he sound so calm and, like, rational?
I'm going to tell her, and we'll see how she feels about that.
But, you know, you don't really have to go through all that trouble. I'll just tell her.
Don't have to go through all that trouble?
Wait, Joel, I have a question. Was Hannah who was over there the other day when Autumn showed up?
What?
Don't give me this what. Just answer the question.
What's the question? I mean,
oh my gosh.
Boy, this boy backtracking.
I am so
when
confused.
When Autumn came over to your spot and she knocked on the door, you said, oh, that was a solicitor, and slammed the door in her face. And then you told her your sister was there. Was that your sister or was that Hannah?
Oh, that was my sister.
Oh my God.
It doesn't matter at this point, right? So, Autumn, how do we feel at this point? You're the side chick. Do you want to give him the ultimatum, either choose you or his main chick at this point, or is it over?
Are you going to break up with Hannah, Joel? Are you going to break up with her?
Just thinking about it.
I don't think so. I can't really. I mean,
oh my God!
Okay.
Wait a minute!
Autumn, first of all, you're asking him to find out you're the side chick, but you're still going to give him the benefit of the doubt?
You know, I just wanted to see what he was going to say.
Right. Then hang up on him.
So are you going to stick with him, Autumn? Because now I'm concerned.
Be honest.
I don't know. I just, this feels so crazy, like, having somebody be so honest with you and, like, thinking
what?
We have something cool.
Wait, so honest with you? Girl, he lied the whole time.
No, I mean, about, like, you know, he told me about his ex and, you know, like.
But she was never his ex.
I thought he was being upfront with me.
Yeah, to be fair,
me,
I only lied about, like, one thing.
To you be lied fair?
You lied about the literal whole relationship.
Do we give them couple counseling? Is
you
that,
know what?
Is that,
I
like,
don't know.
I feel like they're still going to see each other.
I do, too.
Right?
I think so, yeah.
What's going on?
That's honesty. And okay. Autumn, if you're down with it, we'll keep this side thing going on if you're okay with it.
No,
I'm not one to judge.
I'm done, and I'm going to go tell Hannah what's going on.
You are
going
to stay the side chick.
I'm so confused.
Do you want the counseling services?
I think everything's fine. Everything will be fine.
Everything will be fine.
No, you guys,
tell that to Hannah, who doesn't know she's being cheated on, too.
Yeah, let's ask her if she wants some counseling services.
Oh, my God.
I'm done. You guys can talk about
it. So a three-way. Wow. A menage with a therapist. Joel, I guess you're having autumn, spring, winter, summer.
Oh, my God.
Every season.
All right.
She is a season of giving, boy.
I'm literally going home.
Go ahead, Joel.
On that note, how about you give them the counseling, Joey, since you're so excited?
Bye, guys.
Yeah, hold on right there. I got this counselor.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.